Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head to head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Miss Information, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Bunscull Wirra and Gaelscoil Corran. And on the Bunscull team are Sean Scully, Katrina Daly, Adam Hayes and Lauren Keating. And on the Gaelscoil Corran team are Donica Lawler, Kieran Hines, Aaron O'Brien and Jack Crawford. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the general knowledge round.
Our first round is the general knowledge round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and we go to Bunscull Wirra, and we start with you, Sean. What is the name of Woody's horse in Toy Story?
Can I come for?
You can.
And Bullseye.
Bullseye.
That's correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Adam, what type of animal is a Labrador?
A dog.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, what colour is an emerald?
Green.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Lauren, how many days are there in a leap year?
Can I confirm?
You can.
366.
360.
That's correct. 1 point. Well done. And at the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. And we go to Gaelscoil Corran, and I will start with you, Donica. What singer with hits such as Bad Habits and Shape of You has announced that he is to play in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 2022?
Ed Sheeran.
Correct. Kieran, what type of creature is a snake?
A mammal?
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. Oh. It's a reptile.
Oh.
Aaron, where does the President of Ireland live?
In Dublin.
I will take that. It's Áras an Uachtaráin in Dublin, but I'll take that. That's 2 points. And finally to you, Jack, which artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Well done. Correct, 2 points, and at the end of that round, you've scored 6 points.
Time for a fun fact.
The name of the popular search engine Google came from a misspelling of the word Google, which is a very large number, the number one, followed by 100 zeros to be exact.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. So we go to Bunscull Wirra, and I start with you, Sean. What is 7 multiplied by 9?
63.
That's correct. 2 points. Adam, true or false? Opposite angles of a parallelogram are equal.
True.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, what comes next in this sequence? A million, a billion.
A trillion.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Lauren, what is 65 minus 43? I'll repeat that. What is 65 minus 43?
22.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. A full 8 points in that round. We go to Gaelscoil Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. What is 60% of 40?
25.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 24. Kieran, I'll go to you. What is 11 times 11? You can confer if you need to.
111.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 121.
Oh, God.
Aaron, how many hours are there in 3 days?
72 hours.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Jack. What is the total number of degrees in a triangle?
270.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 180. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 2 points. So, misinformation, at the end of round two, what are the scores?
At the end of round two, the scores are Bunscal Wirra 14 and Gaelscoil Coron 8.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round three, or history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. So we go to Bunscal Wirra, and I'll start with you, Sean. What is the largest county in Ireland?
The largest, can I come for?
You can.
Cork.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Cork.
Correct. 1 point. Adam, what is the capital of the United States of America?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, what city was destroyed when Mount Vesuvius erupted?
Pompeii.
Correct. 2 points. And Lauren, which country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the USA?
Can I confer?
You can.
France.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. We go to Gaelscoil Coron, and I'll start with you, Donica. Who built the Colosseum?
I confer. Roman slaves.
I'll take that. That's 1 point for a conferred answer. Kieran, what is the name of the soldiers who fought in the Colosseum?
Gladiators.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, what is the capital city of Germany?
I confer.
You can.
Berlin.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And finally to you, Jack. The inner core of the Earth is almost as hot as the Sun. True or false?
True.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. Back to you, misinformation. What are the scores at the end of round three?
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are Bunscal Wirra 20 and Gaelscoil Coron 14. Now it's time to put your listening ears on.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning there is 8 points up for grabs. So Bunscal Wirra, here is your medley of songs.
She fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took took her by the hands, and baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm, said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance.
Shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Katrina.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Correct. 2 points.
Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
Correct. 2 points.
Shout Out to My Ex, Lizzo Mix.
Correct. 2 points.
Ariana Grande. We weren't sure of the name.
You're correct on the artist. It's Ariana Grande, and the name of the song is One Last Time. So you get 1 point for that. Well done. At the end of that round, you get 7 points. So Gwael Scoil Coran, here is your medley of songs.
Cool. The garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth, oh. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason.
If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. You taught me how to be someone.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, please, and I'll go to you, Erin.
We couldn't find the name of the song, but we think the artist is George Ezra.
That's correct. George Ezra is the artist. The name of the song is Blame It On Me. So that's 1 point.
The second one is Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
Correct. 2 points.
The third one is We Don't Know the Song, But We Know It's One Direction.
That's correct. One Direction is the artist. The name of the song is Drag Me Down. So you get 1 point for that.
The fourth one is Roar by Katy Perry.
Correct. 2 points. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points.
Well, misinformation, what are the scores at the end of the music round?
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Bun Scoil Mhuire are 27 and Gwael Scoil Coran are 20.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. We go to Bunscoilwira, and I'll start with you, Sean. Your first word is wren, as in the bird wren.
R-E-N?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's W-R-E-N.
Okay.
Your second word is virtual.
V-I-R-T-U-A-L.
Correct. 1 point. We go to you, Adam. Your first word is visual.
V-I-S-U-A-L.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is texture.
T-E-X-T-U-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Katrina, your first word is television.
T-E-L-E-V-I-S-O-N.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's T-E-L-E-V-I-S-I-O-N. Your second word is vein.
V-E-I-N.
I'll take that. Correct. 1 point. Lauren, your first word is reduction.
R-E-D-U-C-T-I-O-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is teacher.
T-E-A-C-H-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. So we go to Gaelscoil Coran, and I'll start with you, Donica. Your first word is education.
E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is appliance.
A-P-P-L-I-A-N-C-E.
Correct. 1 point. Kiran, will go to you. Your first word is separate.
S-E-C-P-R-E-T.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E. Your second word is manage.
M-A-N-E-G-E.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's M-A-N-A-G-E.
Oh.
Aaron, I go to you. Your first word is eight, as in the number eight.
E-I-G-H-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is victory.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Jack, your first word is industry.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
The first word is industry.
I-N-D-I-S-T-R-Y.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's I-N-D-U-S-T-R-Y. Your second word is country.
C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored 5 points.
So, misinformation, as we head into round six, what are the scores?
At the end of that round, Linda, Bunscoilwira are 33 and Gaelscoil Coran are 25.
Here's another fun fact.
Tug of war used to be an Olympic sport. It was part of the Olympic schedule between 1900 and 1920 and occurred at 5 different Summer Olympic Games.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. And we'll go to Bunscoilwira, and I'll start with you, Sean. Rafa Benitez is the manager of what English club?
May I come for?
You can.
I'm not really sure. Maybe Manchester United. I'm not sure.
Manchester United.
Okay. That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is Everton.
Oh.
Adam. Lords, the Oval and Headingley are grounds in what sport? Cricket or rugby? I'll repeat the question. Sure. Lords, the Oval and Headingley are sports, are grounds, excuse me, in what sport? Cricket or rugby?
I'm very confused.
You can?
Okay. I'm really sure. Maybe. I feel rugby. Like it's cricket. Okay.
I think it's rugby.
Say rugby.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is cricket.
Okay.
Katrina, how many points is a try worth in rugby union?
Can I confirm, please?
You can.
Can you repeat the question?
I can. How many points is a try worth in rugby union?
It's either seven or three.
I think it's three because of try.
Three?
It's incorrect. I'm afraid the correct answer is five. And Lauren, what is the name of the trophy given to the All-Ireland winners in hurling?
Can I confirm?
You can.
Do you know, Sean?
I think it's the Liam McCarthy.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. And at the end of that round, you scored 1 point. Wales Gael Coron, and I go to you, Donica. In JA, Nolan Park is the home stadium of which county?
Kilkenny.
Correct. 2 points. Ciarán, what is the name of the stadium where the Wales national rugby team play their home games? Is it the Millennium Stadium or Twickenham?
The Millennium Stadium.
Correct. 2 points. Aaron, who is the current manager of Liverpool Football Club?
Can I confirm?
You can.
Jürgen Klopp.
Correct. 1 point. And finally to you, Jack. Which of these boxing weights is the lightest? Flyweight, bantamweight, or featherweight?
Featherweight.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is flyweight. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. Back to you, Miss Information. What are the scores at the end of the sports round?
Well, at the end of that sports round, Bunscalwera are 34 and Gaelscoil Coron are 30.
Now it's time for the one and only Teacher's Round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is Round 7, the Teacher's Round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have covered: general knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points, and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing Bunscalwera is Mr. White. Mr. White, are you ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
First question, general knowledge. Which actor provided the voice for the character Dory in the 2003 film Finding Nemo?
I'm going to guess Ellen DeGeneres.
It's correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 16 multiplied by 7?
112.
Correct. 2 points. History. Who were the other two astronauts with Neil Armstrong on the Apollo 11 mission?
Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Which 80s group featuring Phil Collins recently announced a reunion?
Genesis.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell liability.
L-I-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y.
Correct. 2 points. And your final question, sports. What is Muhammad Ali's real name?
Cassius Clay.
Correct. Well done. You've scored a full 12 points. Representing Gaelscoil Coron is Muntur Aoife. And Muntur Aoife, are you ready?
Tom Rigg.
How many Bond films did Roger Moore appear in as 007? 7 or 8?
7.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 11 multiplied by 20?
220.
Correct. 2 points. History. In 2004, the NASA rover Spirit landed successfully on which planet?
Mars.
Correct. 2 points. Music. What is the name of the band who usually serve as the backing band for Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, there's something, the E Street Band.
Correct, 2 points. Spelling. Spell embarrassed.
EMBARASSED.
Incorrect, I'm afraid it's EM.
Missing an R.
ARRASSED. And finally, to sports. How many world titles did Phil Taylor win in darts? Was it 16 or 17?
17.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. Correct answer is 16. But well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. And that completes our Brain Blaster matchup. Back to you, Miss Information, for the final scores.
Well, Enda, after that, Bunce Colwira are 46 and Gaelscoil Coron are 38.
So it's congratulations to Bunce Colwira and well done to our runners-up Gaelscoil Coron. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster champion.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Youghal production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.